This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from the state capitol in Bismarck today. Special session wrapping up moments ago, and also a revenue forecast meeting wrapping up as well. We've just been told there's going to be a press conference here with Al Carlson and Rich Wardner talking a little bit about that. Republican majority will be doing that. And we will bring that to you live when it happens. Don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but there's a bushel load of folks out front. And also Max Schneider, the Democratic leader, who's joined us already, who probably doesn't want to stay for a Democratic or Republican press conference.
Maybe
you do.
The show, yeah.
You could do a little play-by-play with me or something like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly right. And then we can wrap up after. So we'll do that. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolutely. Mac is the Democratic leader of the Senate in North Dakota, and we, of course, have done our best to get folks from all sides today. In the House debate today, we had Kathy Hogan's comments and also those of the Democratic governor candidate, Marvin Nelson, as well. Al Carlson just walked in, and I think Rich Ford are not far behind him, and we will go to them when they begin this press conference. The budget conversation also just wrapped up a few minutes ago as well, so we got a lot to talk about here. So if you don't mind hanging tight, we'll take this back, and we'll pick you up after that conversation whenever it begins here on the program. Looks like they're getting ready to start. We also want to tell you we're at the state capitol today in Bismarck because of the special session. Tomorrow we'll be up in Stanley, North Dakota, so looking forward to that. And calls, questions, comments on what's happening in the presidential race right now with the special session right now. Certainly welcome today on the program. Our 24/7 line, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 855-200-1776 is the toll-free telephone number. You press extension 1 and leave a message, and 2 to chat with us live on the air. But if you do want to get a comment on right now and you are not able to get on because we're taking this press conference live, that's a good number to call. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message, extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. So we'll wait till these guys are ready to begin, and then we'll go to them live. There's a boatload of reporters here, folks like James McPherson from the AP and Mike Nowitzki from the Forum Communications, and Nick from the Bismarck Tribune is here, and I know I'm going to forget somebody. Dave Thompson's up there, by golly, from Prairie Public. So all these guys that ask the really tough questions, you know, not the you know, mamby-pamby questions that talk radio hosts ask, but the really tough questions, they're here ready to ask a question or two of the leaders here as well. So the two of them will be taking the podium momentarily, and we'll bring it to you live on the program today from the state capitol in Bismarck. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And I know, by golly, that's the best night's sleep you're going to get. The special deal, 4 pillows for under $100, yours when you go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. All right. The leader, Al Carlson, has taken the podium. We'll bring that to you live now on What's On Your Mind.
Well, thank you for coming down for a few minutes. It's probably a great time after the revenue forecast was just released, the preliminary one, as well as the completion of our special session. This special session is very unusual. I've been involved in only 5 of them in my 24 years, so it isn't something that we do very often. It's nothing that we take very lightly. We think that the end product is excellent. There's always going to be questions of, and if you listen to the debate on the floor of the House, there were some people that thought we didn't cut enough, and there's other people who thought we cut too much and we should add more money back in. I think the theme of the special session was to balance the books, to leave the opportunity to adjust some of those things that may need adjustment come the next session, and I think we handled that very well in the bill. And the end result was that it was very much a bipartisan vote. If you looked, it was 46, I believe, nothing in the Senate. We had 82 votes for it in the House. People understand that we have a responsibility to balance the books. You have to leave some of your partisan politics behind, and you have to get the job done. And that's what we did. Going forward to the next session, most of you got a copy of the revenue forecast. And I think that you can see that we're going to have our work cut out for us. And with that, I think that that's our job, and that's what we will do. We will prioritize our spending. We'll make sure that we address the areas of need, and we will live within our means like we always do. And I'll turn it over to Rich.
Thank you, Al, and I would just like to thank all of you for being here and just say that, as far as I'm concerned, the special session was a success. We did what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to come in and transfer some money to make up for some of the vulnerable programs that couldn't be cut anymore. And the governor can do the allotment, but he can't go and transfer money. We did that. That will patch us through until January. And believe me, we've got a lot of work to do in January and take care of some of the programs that were debated on the floor of the Senate and the House. We're very concerned about those things, too. And I would like to point out, to make sure everybody understands, when we talk about the federal dollars, the federal year is not over until the end of September. Those dollars, those matching dollars, will still be there in January. So we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and go to work. We're not going to have as much revenue and resources to work with as we've had in the past. We're going to have to make some very important cuts and make sure we do some strategic spending. So we're looking forward to getting going on that next budget to make sure that we effectively take care of the needs of the people of North Dakota.
I think just another comment, the favorite word on the floor in both chambers was cut. If you really want to know, go back and look at last time's budget and you'll find out that they were reductions to increases that we'd passed in the last biennium. You know, we take human services of the 12% increase that ended up at about 9%. So there's still a 9% increase in our spending, even after these adjustments, over what they had the biennium before. Now, has our trend line been really steep and have our spending increased? Yes, they sure did. But we also did a lot of one-time spending, and let me tell you, that's not here next time. That's not going to happen because we will not have the money. However, the way we set up the buckets, we are still filling buckets. We still have some money that will be available for water projects. We still have money that will be available in the strategic investment fund. So some of the things we put in place are going to pay dividends even when we're short of money. Now, the object, what we need to resist is the opportunity to empty every bucket and to move all the money around and then leave ourselves in a position where we can't fulfill some of our promises on water projects and some of those things. So we really have to be focused in the next session. I think Rich hit it right on the head. You need to be very focused and strategic about how you spend the money. And I do not apologize for the funds we had, because thank heavens we had them. You know, thank heavens there's a Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, so we never do not fulfill our commitment to funding our K-12 education. That's crucial. You know, the same goes with the, I remember being accused over the years of burying cream cans of money under the Capitol. Well, if you look, we put a new floor in, that's because we covered the holes where the cream cans were buried, because we've dug them all up. But the point is, we had them. If we hadn't made those reserves, that strategic investment fund, if we hadn't had the budget stabilization fund, if we hadn't left four sessions of profits in the Bank of North Dakota, we would not be having the same conversation we're having today.
I have one other comment that I want to make, and I think it's something that everybody needs to understand. Pete, we are accused of spending way too much money. I'm going to talk about one item that was cost a lot of money, but it went to the property tax owners. In 2013, we made it very permanent and took it out of the general fund, which means out of sales tax and income tax, 115 mills that was the responsibility of the local property tax owner, put it into the general fund permanently. In today's budget, it amounts to about $725 million. Now, you take that $725 million out, we're in pretty good shape. And I don't know about others, but I have thought, if we would have known that we were going to have this sharp downturn, as sharp as it is, back in 2011, what would we have done different? We may not have taken over the funding for schools. We may have left that, and we may have taken that money and given it to the political subs like counties, cities, and townships to take care of their infrastructure. We'd have made it one-time spending. That is a possibility. I don't know what we'd have done, but really, when you think about it, if we'd have known what was coming, we knew that it was going to drop at some point. But I'm telling you, this time it was a drastic. And what this is a correction. And we will deal with it.
We'll answer any questions if you have any.
In your fourth speech, you talked about bringing the A game when it comes to revenue forecasting. What kind of changes are you thinking about?
Well, and Rich and I haven't talked a lot about this, but I have always felt that there's only one branch of government that can spend money, and that's the legislative branch of government. We should be more involved in the forecasting as far as what the revenues are available to us to spend. I have friends in some other states who have been using different organizations for their revenue forecasting. They have been very accurate. In fact, in the state of Wisconsin, the governor now uses their revenue forecaster for his numbers. So we just need to explore all possibilities, because I'm not sure anybody would have gotten it right when during the last...
More of our coverage in a special session live from the state capital of Bismarck after this time out. Now go ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slabaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family. And remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive@25.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back live at the State Capitol in Bismarck, we are bringing you a special session press conference with the Majority Leader of the House and the Senate, Al Carlson and Rich Wardner. Rich Wardner speaking now, taking questions from reporters live from the State Capitol today on What's on Your Mind.
No money. They are able to get some treatment because of Medicaid expansion. I'm not going to say we would want to withdraw or not withdraw. We need to take a good look and make sure it's doing what it's doing. And as we go forward, to make sure that it can help us do a better job of taking care of some of these real problems. And let's face it, drug addiction is an issue in the state of North Dakota.
Against the legacy fund, I mean, essentially you're talking about bonding. Are you guys, is there going to be an appetite for bonding next session?
I am not interested in bonding. And I'll tell you why. Because we bonded and bonded, and we are down to about $40 million of debt. That's our state debt for the general fund. And it goes back to the 90s. I don't like debt. So I'm not really in favor of bonding. I've had people in our caucus talk about, oh, we need to bond now and we got to do this. No, I don't think so. If we do any borrowing, it would be from the legacy fund where we pay it back. That would be as far as I go. And at this point, I got to see a real reason to do that.
How do you think that'll fly with the people who voted the people's money?
On which, what do you
mean? On the legacy fund.
Well, I'm not quite on the same page yet with Senator Wardner. I'm not sure they resolved the question about the past interest in the legacy fund, whether that's available to us or not. The Attorney General, the Governor, someone had requested a report. I don't know where that's at. But it was called the Legacy Fund for a Region. It should have a special purpose as we spend it. It was money set aside for the future of the state when the oil revenues are gone. So we need to be very cautious as we approach the legacy fund. You know, just don't assume it's another bucket of general fund money. There has to be a real reason to go get it. You know, and I think that we'll figure out what that best reason is and how those bottom lines work out in the end. But to me, it's special purpose money.
We've both been up here a long time. Do you see this upcoming session as being one of the most difficult you'll have to deal with in your tenure as lawmakers?
Well, I think it's a lot easier to govern. I was here in 93 when Schaefer came in as the new governor. We had to beg, borrow, and steal to get a $5 million ending fund balance. And it was much easier to govern when you're broke because what you say is no because you don't have the money. It's harder, and you saw that in our spending. It's much harder when you have these resources. We did a lot of one-time spending, and you know what? I'd defend most of it. There's a few things you mentioned before that I wouldn't defend, but I'd defend the surge bill. I would defend the medical school at UND. I would defend the STEM building at NDSU. I would defend doing various things for research. I would defend the diesel mechanics building in Wahpeton. Those were smart investments of our one-time spending. So, but those days are gone for now, and we need to be very cautious how we proceed.
But along those lines, I want to tell you, over the last 8 years, we've put a lot of resources into infrastructure. Whether it be roads, infrastructure in cities, buildings on our campuses that help our state, we're in pretty good shape. We're in pretty good shape. We can go a biennium without doing any real capital construction.
I just want to comment on the bonding bill. I'm 100% agreement with the senator on the bonding bill. It took us a long time to get away from that trap called bonding, which encumbers future legislatures forever. And we're now at the point where it's manageable. If we had excess cash, he and I'd be standing there and say, pay it off and be done. If you don't pay too big a penalty, get rid of that last $40 million and be done with it. But I also will not support any kind of a tax increase in the next session. We got to live within the means we have and the resources available. I am not supporting any type of a tax increase.
You guys talked about looking at some of these different programs early next session, if possible, if that were to come about. Do you know about what kind of a timeline that might kind of be? Would you be looking at like surge kind of timeline like last session?
I think the senator has more information on that than I do, but I think that he doesn't answer for that.
Well, I think the number one thing is, yeah, we got to take a look at it right away. And we will understand where we're at. Well, you know, we'll have a forecast in December to update the one we just got, and we'll have a better idea of what kind of resources we have. But I don't know if it's going to go quite that fast, because we need time to go into the budgets. I would say, realistically, it really isn't going to happen in January. But the wheels are going to start turning because we're going to be digging into budgets and seeing where there's money that can be freed up for priority issues that were talked about on the floor of the House and the Senate.
So, just revenue forecast, the snapshot we got today, really doesn't help you that much
it gives you an idea where we're at. But you've got this other forecast that's coming forward, the December recession. That's going to be the one that's where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to realize that the governor has some requirements in law that says he has to have proposals backed by his agencies. And they have the right to grant extensions, but July 1st has already passed. So now they have these numbers. Now they're going to grant some extensions, and they're going to have to work off of those preliminary numbers when they're doing that budget. And so, therefore, I think that it is important today. Even though it's a snapshot, it's important because that's how they're going to build their picture. And you have to also realize that this is a unique situation that I faced in 1993, and Senator Wardner was here as well, is that we have a new governor. So we had the George Sinner budget and we had the Ed Schaefer budget. And the Ed Schaefer budget had very little time to put anything together between the time it was presented to us. So we're going to make that transition a lot smoother this time because we worked off of two budgets. And the Senate was Democrat, the House was Republican, and they killed what we passed and we killed what they passed, and they always referred to each other's budgets. So we're not going to do that. Hopefully, as there's a smooth transition to whoever that new governor is, and we can transition because they both have the opportunity to give us a budget. And that's going to be unique to this session that we haven't faced since 1992. Anything else you need to know? Well, we think it was successful. I think Senator Wardner would agree that we stayed on focus. We did our job. We didn't do it in the back room, hidden. We saw the Democratic proposal. We put together a lot of time and effort looking at all the things that we could, and we came up with our proposal, and that's what passed the floor today.
Thank you for coming. Yep. Sal Carlson and Rich Warder, the leaders of the Republican Party in North Dakota, wrapping up a press conference here with a number of members of the media. Of course, Max Schneider was joining us on the air, and now he's going to be doing the same thing that the Democrats did as well. I see that Kenton Onstead is here as well, so we'll probably hear from them together here. So let's. We'll have about a minute here before we have to go to break, but we'll get a first part of this at least.
I definitely appreciate the comments of the majority leaders. I value our professional relationship that we have, but we do have a difference of opinion when it comes to the product that was put in place by this special session. The majority leaders described the special session as a success, as excellent. It certainly wasn't a success for property taxpayers who were left wondering whether the full 12% property tax credit will be funded. It certainly wasn't excellent if you're an administrator of a long-term care facility, letting go of not just state funds to meet critical needs of those facilities, but also nearly twice the amount in federal matching dollars. It was not a success for those who are struggling with addiction, for those who are in need of mental health care.
This is Max Schneider. More of this coverage coming up from the state capitol today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We are back at the State Capitol in Bismarck. I have my golf voice going because we are broadcasting from the press studio where they hold press conferences and, of course, a special session wrapping up. So now Democratic leaders Max Schneider and Ken Onstad are speaking to reporters here. We'll take some of the questions here, too.
15% cuts.
Sorry, 15. What agency comes to mind where you could whack 15?
Commerce Department, IT, maybe even DOT a little bit. Be part of that system.
Do you have a handle at this point? I have heard from a few agencies that they don't have anything else to cut except people.
I haven't heard about that. I think the agencies are largely digesting what we just did here at the legislative session. I think that's in many ways the next shoe to drop. But you know, these cuts are tough, and they're tougher, as Representative Onstad noted, they're tougher on some agencies than others. I think there's at least a baseline recognition of that we came in a special session to avoid further damage to the Department of Human Services and cutting deeper into the Department of Corrections. But in many ways, the damage has been done to child care assistance, to access to mental health care, to assist individuals struggling with addiction. Those are they're not just line items in a budget. These are life-changing cuts.
The legislature needs to be more involved in forecasting. Do you guys agree with that? Would you agree if he submitted a bill for the legislature to hire their own forecasters?
I would like to know more about how Representative Carlson wants the legislature to be involved before I could say yes or no on that. I certainly think working in good faith with OMB, which we've done in the past, Pam's been gracious, or Director Sharp, I should say, has been gracious with providing us with information ahead of time. And so if there's a cooperative relationship to be had there, I think that's good. If it's legislative micromanaging in forecasting, I think that could be counterproductive. So I'll have to talk to Representative Carlson about that.
You know, it's the legislature has access to probably as much information as OMB has at that point. And we rely on the professional services of Moody, and it could be somebody else differently. But they're spending every day of the year talking to industry. What kind of impacts is that way? I mean, they have the specialty, and I don't think very few people in the legislative body has that specialty. We rely on information. We ask questions. We want answers. We rely on that at that point. And so to change that and say that we're going to be a bigger part of that, I'm with Senator Schneider. Just explain how that process is going to work.
They've missed the boat. In fact, they've missed the whole ocean, I think some would say, to the good and to the bad. Should we stick with this same consultancy given their track record?
My thought is, if anyone truly understood what was going to happen in the oil markets 2 years down the road, they'd be making a lot more money than they would doing forecasts for the state of North Dakota. I think we can debate about which forecaster is more accurate, and I think we should have that conversation. But we ultimately, at the end of the day, we can't control what's going on in the oil markets. You know, a year down the road, 2 years down the road. What we can do is control how we react to it, and that's where I think we need to look at how the state responds to revenue volatility. I had a study that would have done that last legislative session. Unfortunately, that was defeated along party lines. I also think we need to take a look at reforming our budget, how we make decisions in the interim between legislative sessions. Certainly, we can do better than automatic budget cuts if those revenue projections are off. So let's look at all of the above, the forecasting firms, make sure we got the best one or two, and let's also reform our budget so we can respond better to revenue volatility.
So would you repeal the governor's allotment authority?
Well, I think the allotments, that process put into law, I think, in the 1960s. That is a 1960s solution to a 2016 problem in many ways. And so I don't know if you repeal it entirely. Obviously, we were willing to allow the vast majority of the allotments to go into effect, but we feel very strongly that some of the allotments made absolutely no strategic sense and were very cold and removed from the lives of the people of North Dakota. So we can definitely do better. We can reform those longstanding budget procedures for a more modern North Dakota.
Do you plan to reintroduce your bill on how we craft budgets?
Yes. I anticipate, now that we have lessons learned from the special session, I anticipate we'll be working together both as a Demi-Payal caucus and hopefully with the majority to come up with a budget reform proposal in the coming months to avoid some of the challenges that we've had in responding to these cuts through a special session.
We're kind of playing in those advocates that see we should have a session every year or a 60-20 type session, and this is something that is going to come back, and we're playing into that hand, and what we did today is offering support for some type of split session, both primary and secondary, if you might want to call that.
Yeah, there's definitely a middle ground between meeting every year for 80 days and not meeting, you know, and only meeting every 2 years, I should say. I don't think we need to turn the legislature into a professional outfit. I think that would be against the best interests of the people of North Dakota. But there's got to be a middle ground where we can thoughtfully make budget adjustments if our revenue projections are off in the interim, as they have been recently. We appreciate all the attention that you paid to these important issues, and thanks for letting us give our brief rejoinder.
All right, there you go, gentlemen. And ladies listening, I guess, that the gentlemen on the dais have wrapped up. We're going to just do a brief conversation with both leaders here, and then Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor, is going to join us live from the state capitol in Bismarck for his take on the special session and also today's revenue forecast. So, Mac, your headline from the last 3 days and where we find ourselves in a state budget situation would be what?
Well, very much a case of missed opportunities and misplaced priorities. We had a chance to leave the vast majority of these budget cuts in place, leave hundreds of millions of reserves in going into next session, but also give assurances to property taxpayers that very popular 12% credit will absolutely be there for this biennium, to give some assurances to those who take care of our mothers and grandmothers in long-term care facilities that we're not going to leave federal matching funds on the table, and then to also, you know, extend a hand to those who are struggling with mental illness or addiction. And we didn't do that, and that's a huge disappointment.
Kenton, how about you? What would you give me your headline?
Our headline is we failed to do the duties of the legislative body, and we turned that over to the executive branch and executive orders. We should have been part of that process. We're not talking $1 million here. We're talking several hundred million dollars. That is, the legislature appropriates the money. Legislature should set the policy.
Representative Carlson talked about these are not cuts. These are reductions in planned increases. What would you say about that? I mean, yeah, on one hand, I listen to some of the testimony and think, my gosh, we have hospitals closing, we have people dying, we have every kind of bit of horrendous, horrible rhetoric, and then
I hear, well, wait a minute, we're going from 9%, we're going from 13% planned increase to 9%. How can all that bad happen going from 13 to 9?
Not true in every case. Take the 12% property tax credit. That was 12% last session, too. There's no increase there. This is just maintaining the property tax credit that we've had in place since 2013. And so people are experiencing a double whammy when it comes to property taxes. They're seeing their valuations go up, and now they're wondering about whether that 12% property tax credit is going to be there in full. And so I guess I disagree with it. It can still be there.
Full, number one, right, on property taxes, right? That debate's not over.
Well, but why wouldn't we give certainty? Fund the 12% credit.
Okay, but that's not, I'm not going to lose sleep over that, honestly. I'm going to say, hey, keep that property tax relief going. I'll make that case. But go back to hospitals and people dying and all those things, 13% to 9%. One other thing I want you to comment on, and Kenton, get in on this if you'd like as well, was the discussion of that some of these things weren't even programs that were currently funded. They were planned programs but weren't yet implemented.
The ones that we're really concerned about, take the Robinson Recovery Center. I mean, this is a proven winner when it comes to helping people turn their lives around and really saving lives. The increased funding there, it doesn't even nearly meet the increase in heat when it comes to opioid addiction in North Dakota. So you acknowledge
you're getting an increase. It's just not enough of an increase.
The majority of legislators in the House and Senate voted to increase funding for the Robinson Recovery Center, knowing that there's an increased need because of the opioid epidemic in North Dakota. And so, call it an increase, call it a reduction, it depends on your perspective. It's not meeting the needs that are out there.
Ken, anything you want to add to that?
Well, when a hospital received notice that they're going to have reduced funding a few days earlier, have that reduced funding, and then find out a month later, they were a month into that, and see what the policy is, kind of like, where is the timeliness of all this thing that's happening? And so it really comes back that we should have had this special session back in April. We could have discussed those things. We could have amply directed that and put that in there. So already we have hospitals that weren't profitable to start with, and now all of a sudden they're cut after the fact that they spent some dollars yet further do that. Those are the kind of things that puts a big question mark is how is North Dakota concerned about rural North Dakota and a lot of entities.
But all these issues will be addressed in 5 months with the legislative session, right? Maybe with a little better handle on what you have in the way of expenditures.
I think Senator Robinson really hit the nail on the head on the floor yesterday when he was talking about individuals who are struggling with addiction. Those individuals don't have 5 months in many cases. And so we passed up the opportunity to address some critical needs while still leaving the vast majority cuts in place and still leaving hundreds of millions in reserve. So the majority missed the mark on that.
The federal dollars that we're leaving on the table, it's not retroactive. Starting August, July 1, we started losing money, August 1. And so come January 1, all those federal dollars is lost. We can't go back and collect those dollars at that point. Those are dollars expected for a lot of our Medicaid reimbursements to make them somewhat whole, somewhat profitable, and it's just not happening.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for the update. I know there are some things on the forecasting and going forward that we want to dig into as well. But we won't have time for today, given the crazy schedule. But we'll look forward to having you back. Yeah, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. You bet.
Max Schneider, Ken Nonstad, Democratic leaders, wrapping up the press conference here. We're going to chat with Doug Burgum after a short break, who's been watching the legislative process and the special session as well. And we'll get his take on what we heard coming up on the program right after a break. Brought to you today in part by our friends at B-Mobile that have that all-new Hum by Verizon, the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance, diagnostic, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. Moms and dads love that. BeMobile.com. Find out more about it. They're everywhere in North Dakota and Minnesota. You can find a location near you at BeMobile.com and connect to communicated BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. More after a short time out. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it. For example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, and now next to Sam's Club Bismarck, online at fargohotspring.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This radio program doesn't go without advertisers, so when you hear an advertisement during the program, buy something from them. Simple as that, and then you'll keep this program cranking. That includes our friends at High Plains Apache. There is no better sprayer in any field, anywhere within the sound of my voice, than an Apache sprayer. It is so great. It just has that rugged train system, which is why the warranty system, you hardly ever need to use the warranty, but has the best warranty there is. And their service is great. They have the ET Egg Center, 50,000 of the best parts you might need. And by the way, not just for an Apache sprayer, any brand, 50,000 parts. And if they don't have it, that would be odd. But if they don't, go buy a lotto ticket, first of all. And then second of all, they'll have it shipped to your door in a day or two. So simple as that. High Plains Apache, they're in Mandan. They're also in Frontier, south of Fargo. Exit 60, make sure you tell them Scott sent you. And ask about that new spray technology, too, where the droplet size doesn't change no matter what the wind speed is. It's incredible technology. High Plains Apache. All right, our final segment from the state capitol, Bismarck, today. And Doug Burgum, Republican candidate for governor, checking in with us, stopping by, and has been here observing the special session process. How are you, Doug?
Great, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Great to be here.
What do you think? What's happening here?
Well, I think the the work got done that needed to be done, which is solving the this biennium's shortfall, and legislature came in and got the work done and got in here and got out of here and made it happen.
You know, you get a little sense of the back and forth on this, right? So the Republicans are saying, we're doing what's responsible here. But this is like any business. Times are a little tough. We're tightening our belt. And here's the way we're going to do it. The governor laid it out. Legislature went along with it. Democrats have people dying because of these cuts, literally. Your opponent, the Democratic candidate for governor, Marvin Nelson, said today, two people have died because of what Republicans have done, and more will die. Kathy Hogan said hospitals are in crisis mode. You have Armageddon, according to the Democrats, over 2%. What do you think of that back and forth?
Well, I mean, we have to take a bit look at a bigger picture, which is these are cuts, but they're also reductions and increases. I mean, we take a look at the budgets that we've got. I mean, they're down from what they projected, but they're still up from last session. So again, and if we want to make sure that we're taking care of the people we need to in North Dakota, because these are important issues, and I think we Republicans have compassion too. We have to make sure that we're being innovative about how we spend the dollars to make sure every dollar gets extended the best way that it can, that we get care to the people that need it and the most, and that's that's innovation. And we're the legislature is required to balance the budget, but there isn't any requirement around innovation. And one of the things, when we look at this fall, looking ahead to the fall campaign, the voters are going to have a choice between a Republican and Democrat. And part of what this isn't just about being a fiscal conservative, it's also about who can bring the most innovation and how we spend the dollars. And that's something that our campaign really wants to focus on.
How would you do this different? What as you observe this and see everything happening, are there things you say are sort of low-hanging fruit in the way it changes?
Well, I think at the highest level, I mean, the reason why we're here right now is because the forecast was off. I mean, we spent money that we ended up not having, and I think that, really getting into how we can do forecasting better absolutely the place that we want to start. There's a lot of methodologies that we can bring to help improve that process. I think everybody recognizes that. I think, Majority Leader Carlson spoke on that from the floor, that we need to do a better job of forecasting, so I know that we'll be able to team up on that. Because these legislators that are here, I mean, these are hardworking legislators. They're all taking 3 days off from their other jobs. They're coming back here to do this. They deserve to have the very best information they can when they're making decisions.
There seems to be some recognition among the leadership that the forecasting has to get better. And again, you talked a lot about that during the campaign against Wayne Stengen, but I see the leadership, basically echoing many of the same comments. So everybody seems to be on the same page there.
Yeah,
is this a Moody's problem?
Well, Moody's is one company that, we hire. We pay them a little bit of money, not very much money, and to get to tap into their economic metrics and models. But, I think we have to take a look at is, are there other providers and other approaches that we can use to make sure that we can do a better job of forecasting in a very dynamic and volatile world.
Doug Burgum, our guest, Republican candidate for governor today. A couple of minutes left on the program. What else are your observations from this? What do you want people to know about your thoughts on the session? And obviously, you got a race in November against Marvin Nelson. Where things are at in the race right now?
Well, I mean, looking forward, I mean, again, voters are going to have a choice this fall about where we are, and we're going to be going into a session. I mean, they've already indicated they've asked the agencies to take a look at 10% cuts, and so there's more cutting ahead. There's more work ahead. I mean, the rainy day fund's gone. The ending balance is drained. We're taking money out of the bank in North Dakota. And so as all the legislators here will tell you, that the real work is ahead starting in January. And again, that's going to be, it's not just about cutting. It's about how can we do things better and differently. And that's, we want to bring, new approaches and new ideas to how we deliver services.
Isn't that the best time to have a debate like that? What you've just described and what you'd like to see? Because how can you not have buy-in that we need a different way and, innovative? I mean, to me, when, you've got the concerns over the bottom line that you do, there should be an easier argument.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one thing I've learned from having a chance to lead large, very large organizations, like the size of North Dakota. I mean, leaders can spend 70-80% of their time trying to get people to buy into the idea of change, and then you could spend 20% on the new ideas. I mean, we're in a situation where that 80% is, is just there. Everyone agrees we need to change and think about doing things differently, whether it's in education or healthcare. I mean, it's not about the size of the budget. It's about the underlying costs, and it's about the results that we're going to get from those, from the dollars that we spend. And we've got to get, past thinking about budgets and focusing on results and on metrics and on outcomes.
Good chatting with you. And we'll do more in the coming days. So looking forward to that. Thanks, Doug.
Great to be here, Scott.
Tomorrow on the program, Pete Hegseth will join us, the Fox News analyst, former, I guess he's candidate for Senate in Minnesota, but he more famously known for his service to this great country in Iraq in the Army. He is going to be speaking at the Williston Basin, the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Minot, which is coming up in September. So that'll be kind of cool. Pete will be on tomorrow and talk about his new book. It's about Teddy Roosevelt and also his work on Fox News, part of our program tomorrow. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.